You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
What else are you going to be doing on a Monday evening? Sunny Monday evening is going to be listening to the Britpop Show. Welcome, everybody, to your bubble of the 90s. Let's start with some Stereophonics.
We all face the same way. Still, it takes all day. I take a look to my left, pick out the worst and the best. She paints a lip greasy and thick. Another mirror stare, and she's going where? Another office affair. Kill an unborn scare. You talk dirty to a priest. It makes them human at least. But is she running away to start a brand new day? Are she going home? Why she driving alone? Is anyone gotta be somewhere? She got a body in that boot, or just bags for that food. Those are models' legs, but are they women's? Are they men's? Shouts down the phone, missed the payment on the loan. She gotta be above the rest, keeping up with the best. Is anyone going anywhere? Everyone gotta be. Tables for a crook. You wrote a hardback book. Do you teach kids how to read, or sell your body on the street? A nurse without a job, another uptown snob. But have I got you all wrong? One look and you were.
Here comes another banger.
Uplifting, if somewhat gentle, start to the show this week. What are we talking about this week? What's the theme this week? The theme this week is Shed 7. It's 25 years since they released an album. I know what you're saying. 25 years ago, it was June 99. Britpop was well and truly over. But this is the greatest hits, the going for gold greatest hits from Shed 7. Great track listing. And as a result of them going into the studio, they were a bit reluctant to go into the studio because they'd only done three albums and they thought, is it a bit early for greatest hits? The record label made them go in. And as a result, they went in and wrote a couple of extra songs for this greatest hits album to make sure that people bought it. And this was one of them. What a belter.
The DJ is mixing it up.
Forever feels like I've been to hell. me down. Am I making me hurt? Got to spread the word to the disagreeers, yeah. And the plastic must keep spinning round forever, round, round. And the memories will flood and keep us together. Feels like I've been to every single disco all around. Another night, another town. It's time to burn this disco town.
Bit of Shed 7, and we're going to be hearing a lot more about Shed 7 and the rest of the show, because it's almost like they never went away. 25 years ago they were releasing their greatest hits, and they are still around and still busy. Now, another band that are still busy is Travis. I know we have a difficult relationship with Travis calling them Britpop, but I'm going to anyway. They are going on tour. Our American friends, they're going on tour in January 25, starting on my birthday. You don't need to look that up. You already know when that is. Raleigh, North Carolina, Atlanta, Dallas, Austin, Phoenix, Los Angeles, Oakland, Portland, Vancouver, Seattle, Salt Lake City, Denver, Minneapolis, Chicago, Royal Oak, Cleveland, Toronto, New York, Boston, Norwalk. Where's that? Philadelphia and Washington. And before that, our friends in England should know that they are doing Leeds, Manchester, Liverpool, Wolverhampton, Nottingham, Margate. These are all in December. London, Shepherd's Bush, Emperor, 13th December. Then Bristol, Eastbourne, Sheffield, Newcastle and Glasgow just before Christmas on the 21st of December. Should be a big one. Let's play one. Normally I play one off their first album because that's the most Britpop we can get, but I think this one's off their second album.
Hits from the 1990s.
Snowman, I was told, but there was no one there to hold. Before I swore that I would be alone forevermore. While I look at you now, flowers in the window, it's such a lovely day, and I'm glad you feel the same. Just to stand up out in the crowd, you are one in a million, and I love you. Grow. There is no reason to feel
seen your face round since I was a kid. You're bringing back those memories of the things that we did. You're hanging round and climbing trees pretending to fly. Do you want to be a spaceman and live in the sky? God, how many bills to pay and how many kids? And you forgot about the things that we did. The town where we're living has made you a man, and all of your dreams are washed away in the sand. Well, it's all right, it's all right. Who are you and me to say what's wrong and what's right? Do you still feel like me? We'll sit down here and we shall see. We can talk and find common ground. And we can just forget about feeling down. We can just forget about life in this town. It's funny how your dreams change as you're growing old. You don't wanna be no spaceman, you just want the gold. All the dream stealers are lying in wait, but if you want to be a spaceman, it's still not too late. Well, it's all right, and it's all right. Who are you and me to say what's wrong and what's right? Do you still feel like me? But sit down here and we shall see. We can talk about common ground, and we can just forget about feeling down. Forget about life in this town.
There's so many Britpop bands on tour at the moment that the show basically writes itself, because they're just like reading out all the gigs that they're going to. It doesn't get any bigger though than Liam Gallagher doing Definitely Maybe, and he's on tour at the moment. Now, I don't know whether you listened to it. If you didn't, go and listen to it. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking about this, and I was talking about what songs he was going to play. And we've got it. We've now got the set list. Rock and Roll Star, he opened with. Good one to open with. Columbia, Shaker Maker, Up in the Sky, Diggsy's Dinner, Bring It On Down, Cloudburst, I Will Believe. Not sure about those two. Half the World Away. Do You Want to Be a Spaceman? That's the one we just played. That was a B-side, remember, people. That's how good they were. Fade Away, Lock All the Doors, It's Good to Be Free, Whatever. Great tune. Cigarettes and Alcohol. And I said, I bet he doesn't end with Married with Children, because that's how the album ends. He did. Married with Children. That's what he ended on. I say ended on. That was his 16th song. Went off, came on for an encore. Supersonic, Slide Away, Live Forever, I Am the Walrus, banging it out of the park. And in support of him was Cast.
What they say, what they say.
Now, you know that Cast are on tour, but did you know that John Power himself is on tour? He's billing it as an intimate evening with singer-songwriter John Power. Not that intimate. Get your minds out the gutter, people. It's starting in March next year, March 2025. That sounds a long time, doesn't it? Eastleigh, Wimborne, Hales Owen, he's going to all the big places, Barry, Faversham, Bury St Edmunds, Hunstanton, Burnley, I've heard of that one, Newport, Northampton, Stroud, very near me, 3rd of April that is, Harpenden, also near me, East Grinstead, Stafford, Glasburn, where is Glasburn? Well, if you know where it is, it's the 11th of April, Scarborough, Southport, Kirkcaldy, Motherwell, Glasgow, Runcorn, I can't do that one, 24th of April, it's Welsh, P-W-L-L-H-E-L-I, no idea how to pronounce that, Bridgewater, Aberdare, Redditch, Leeds. If anyone would like to go, just let me know, and if anyone knows how to pronounce that Welsh name, also please let me know. Right, back to the theme. The theme is 25 years since Shed 7 released their Going for Gold album, which was like their greatest hits, which I have on gold vinyl, bragging a little bit, and the best song that Shed 7 have ever written is, correct, this one.
Go when you need to. I took to you.
Now, I like to go fishing for a bit of controversy, and we've had a message on Twitter from Helen Stairs, not Belinda Blinked, Helen Stairs. And she says, look, Britpop Show, this is a good song, a good one. But I think you'll find the best song that Shed 7 ever wrote was Disco Down. Helen, I hope you were listening at the start of the show, because we've already ticked that one off the list. If not, shame on you. Right, what are you guys doing at the weekend? I'm going to a lot of gigs, and one of the gigs I'm going to is Crowded House, supported by Sheryl Crow, which I'm very excited about, supported by this band, Turin Breaks. Now, if you do find yourself at a gig and find yourself taking some footage despite the complaints from the person behind you, then feel free to send it to me, as long as it's sort of basically Britpop related. You never know, I may chuck it out on Twitter and celebrate to everybody the fact that you're not sitting on the sofa like everybody else. You're actually getting out there and enjoying live music. Now, I told you on Sunday I'm going to see Crowded House and all those others, and on Saturday I'm going to see Embrace.
Someday you've gotta come. It hurts me when I read the
Right, we're going to do some dedications now, and this one is dedicated to the brand new bed that I've just put up all weekend in my spare room. It's a bit of pulp.
Taking you back to the 90s.
She doesn't have to go to work, but she doesn't want to stay in bed, 'cause it's changed from something comfortable to something else instead. This bed has seen it all, from the first time to the last. The silences of now and the good times of the past. And it only cost £10. Ago. And things were very different then. It didn't get much rest at first, the headboard banging in the night. The neighbors didn't dare complain. Oh, everything was going wrong. It's changed from something comfortable to something else instead.
Now, I told you this show wrote itself. Kingmaker are on tour. They're doing the Hare and Hounds in Kingsneath, Birmingham on Saturday, the 20th September 2024. And if you're going to play some Kingmaker, you basically got to play this one.
Happen in another world. It couldn't have happened to a nicer expensive suits and 10 years of sleep, 'cause your grave is empty but already dug. 10 years of spreading knees instead of news, so don't complain that it wouldn't happen in another world. It couldn't have happened to a nicer planet. It would have happened in another world. So don't pretend to care when you don't care.
The Blue Tones have literally just today announced a free gig at Chichester Gala. It's an acoustic gig, but nevertheless, Family Fun Day, free entry, Saturday the 29th June 2024 at Priory Park, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. I'm assuming they're going to be later on the day. Cooler Shaker also on tour. I gave you the dates previously. Here's a bit of Tatva.
Time out.
Right, we're talking about Shed 7 this week and we're getting towards the end of the show. And so I've got to celebrate the fact, not just 25 years since their the release of their greatest hits, but they are, this year they had a number one album. And at the end of this year, they're releasing another album. It's called, I think it's Liquid Gold, I think it's called. It's released on the 27th of September and it's going to have, they're all Liquid Gold versions. Getting Better, Speakeasy, Devil in Your Shoes, On Standby, Going for Gold, Waiting for the Catch, Better Days, Parallel Lines, Disco Down, Ocean Pie, All Roads Lead to You, and Chasing Rainbows. Sounds like a pretty decent album. Get it to number one like the last one. I'm going to leave you with something that was off their 1999 album. This is The Heroes, one of their best, I reckon. Thank you for listening.
Peace and love.